Today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, is daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we will begin, Masechet Sota, of course, we will begin daf Tes Amud Beis on the last line where we had left off. The Gemara is discussing the Psukim in regards to Shimshon HaGibor, and the Gemara now quotes the Pasuk of the beginning of Shimshon's career, V'hu Yachel Lohishias Yisrael. Literally, the simple reading of the pasuk would be, he began to save Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Chama by Rabbi Chanina, Puchal Shvaso Shalavi Melech. Ches Lamed could be the root to begin, L'Hatchil, and it could also refer to the word Chulin, or to violate. Says the Gemara, the Shvua that Avram Avinu had made with Avimelech had been revoked. At that time, the Shvua was no longer binding. Dichsiv, what do we mean by that? Im tishkor li, linini ulinechdi. Avram and Avimelech make a deal that there would be no ill blood between both of them. However, the plishtim, as described in Shoftim, begin to attack. So, the pasuk says, Yachel lo shias Yisrael, there was chulin in the pact between the Plishtim and Klal Yisrael, hence the response of Shimshon. The pasuk continues and describes Vateled ha'isha bein, Vatikra shmoi Shimshon, Vayigdal anar vayivarcheu Hashem. He grew up and he was blessed. B'ma barcho, says the Gemara, three lines to top in Yudav and Alf. Amrav Yudav Marav, Shebarchu ba'amoso. He was blessed with his amoso. Amoso, the Rashi explains, means that he was blessed with appropriate measurements. You cannot say that the Gemara means that Shimshon, at least the literal understanding of the Gemara, was of average built, because later on the Gemara describes that Shimshon was very, very large. But the Mefarshim explained that Amoso means of equal built. And since that was a Shvach, that even though he was large, everything was measured. V'zaro k'nachal, literally Nachal Shotef, means that his children would be spread out. But Pashas, it's a bracha. In the Iyun Yaakov, he suggests that Shotef comes from the word to be flooded. Shtifat Maim is a flood. And that his children went Ibud with the Plishtim. This idea that every limb is appropriately measured out, I heard from Rav Schechter that he heard from Rav Nissen Alpert in being Masbid Rav Moshe Feinstein that the halacha is that a kohen that is short or a kohen that is exceedingly short or exceedingly tall is not possible. The Mishnah and Bechoros describe if one limb is very large and the other very small, so then that is possible. They extolled Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Rav Moshe Feinstein, all Chadrei Torah, in all parts of Torah, he was measured. It wasn't that he just learned new Nushim and Ezek, and unfortunately sometimes that's what's studied in Yeshiva, and people don't know the other Siddurim. No, Rav Moshe was great in all parts. Everything, he was measured out in all things. He was consistent in all things. So the idea of the limbs being measured and balanced is a big value in Torah, as we see in terms of the way of Shachter pointed out, as we say in regards to Psul of Mumin by Kohanim. Five lines on the topic of American names, Vayukra Shimshon al Hashem. Vayoy Mer Hashem, this is when already Shimshon has been blinded. Elikim Zachreini, Avichazkein, Achapazevi, Nachmanakam, Achaz Mishteina, Miplishtim. Amarav, Amar Shimshon, Vekash Baruch, Urban Shalom, Scharli, Esrim. Discussion of yourselves, whether it's Esrim Mishtaim. Esrim shana sheshafadeti es Yisrael v'am lo amarti la'echad mehem haver li makel mimakom l'makom. Please remember the 20 years. What's the zechreinina? So please remember the 20 years that I judged Klal Yisrael and I didn't derive any personal benefit. I didn't even ask them to move my stick from place to place. Vayelech Shimshon l'gmar continues to darsh. Vayilkoid she'ishmei oishualim. He trapped 300 foxes. He lights the foxes' tails, and he sends them running, destroying the fields of the Plishtim. Maishna Shualim, why do you use foxes? Amar Rabbi Iva Barnegdi, Amar Rabbi Chia Baraba, that it connects to what we had started with on the top of the Bavit. Amar Shimshon Yavo Mi Shechozel Achorav V'Yipar Mi Plishim Shechozel Eshwasan. See that Rashi understands that foxes, at least the way Rashi describes, I'm not sure if we're familiar with this biology, walk backwards like we would walk backwards as well. They don't turn around. Says Shimshon, I'm going to have those who walk backwards pay back the plishtim that walk backwards from their shul. We had a pact together that went back to our Elter Zedis, and they violated that. The Gemara now continues. The last narrow line, Tanya Amrim Shimon Achasin, Bank Seif of Shal Shimshon, we spoke about Shimshon's largeness. Shishim Amma was 60 Amas. Shneemar. Vayishkav Shimshon Al Chatzi Alad, Vayokum Chatzi Alad, Vayechaz Bidlosa Shara Ir, Ubishtei HaMizozos. Vayisom Mimabriach Vyosem Al Tseifov. Shimshon raised these very, very large doors after he had married a Philistine woman. The Pasuk says that he had gone down to Aza, to Gaza, and that's where he had done it. Ugmirim, we learned, Dein Glossos Aza, Prusos Mishi Shimama. And these doors were exceedingly large. They were 60 amos long, so it must be that his Bein Ksefov, his shoulder area, was that large as well. Gemara continues to discuss three lines from the wide about Shimshon, Vayhi Tochen Bebeis HaAsurim. And after his eyes were gorn out, he was brought down to grind. However, Chazal understand that to grind also refers to Avera. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Chine El Loshen Avera. V'cheinu Oymer, that as well, the Pasuk in Iyov, Titchan La'acher Ishti, V'alel Yichru'un Acherin. Here, Titchan La'acher Ishti refers to Avera. And so the expression Tchina refers to an avera. That the wives were brought to be mezane with Shimshon Agibar. In front of those who like to drink wine, wine appears. For those who break the ground, greedy devla. Then vegetables are brought. The meaning of Rav Papa's statement is that what was brought to Shimshon was the Avera that he himself had desired earlier, and now he was forced to do it. Presumably they wanted to breed Shimshon's strength. Eight lines into the wide, Ram Rabbi Yochanan Mizane, Ishto Mizanenes. Anybody that is Mizane, then ultimately his wife is Mizanenes Alav. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, again in Iyov, now that we were quoting these psukim in Iyov, we continue to quote the psukim that relate in that parak to Znos. Im nifta libi al isha val pesach rei aravti. Man waits to be mezana with another woman. Uksiv, the pasuk then says afterwards, pasuk that we had quoted before, titachen la'achar ishti valel yichrun acherin, then other people would be mezana with his wife. And this is the expression that people use, Iu Beikari, when he is involved with this type of gourd. So then, Vissa Bebutsuni, she's involved with a smaller type of gourd. But in other words, the tendency of the man and the woman is to be involved in the same type of business, and Chas V'Chalila Aveira in the same type of Aveira. So if he is involved in Znus, then unfortunately, often she will be involved with us. 10 lines in, beginning of the line, V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon Danis Yisrael Kavim Shebashamayim. Shimshon Agibar, through all of his weaknesses we saw already above, he was a tremendous Dayan, that he didn't allow himself to be benefited in any way, shape, or form, which the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin describes as one of the most critical features of a Dayan, that he is entirely impartial and never takes any type of money on the side. So the Gemara here again says, Donis Yisrael, what a fascinating tragedy. Shimshon Donis Yisrael Kavim Sheba Shemaim. How many times do we have this type of expression? He judged Klal Yisrael like his father in heaven. Shenema Don Yodin Amo Ke'echod. And this was referring to Shimshon. This Nevuah of Don Yodin Amo, that Yaakov Avinu had said Echad, referring like as who HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bamar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshon was so davek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so destined to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we saw, that he was Ke'echad like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his name was co-opted to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki Shemesh U'magen Hashem Elokim Chem V'chava Yitin Hashem Lo Yimna Toiv Leholchim B'Sam Tehillim Pei Dalit. And Chazal say, Ki Shemesh U'magen Hashem Elokim, that Shemesh is Magen Hashem Elokim. What is that? What is Shimshon's name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Shemesh U'magen, and Shimshon is a play on the Shemesh and the Magen, possibly a combination of those two words. Elameata lo yimacha, asks the Mar, if that would be so, then there should be a prohibition to erase the name of Shimshon. Elame ain shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ke'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu megin al kol ha'ulam kulay, av Shimshon Magen bidoro al Yisrael. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the entire world, so too Shimshon protected all of Klal Yisrael. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan also taught, Bileim chiger biraglo achas hoya. Chiger biraglo achas means that he had a limp in one leg. Shenema ve'yelech shefi. Chazal understand, shefi means that he went with a limp. Shimshon, chiger b'shtei raglov hoya. Shenema, we have a similar expression in regards to the bracha of Don, which we said in a few occasions, Chazal had understood, is referring to the time of Shimshon. Yehi da nachash al derech shvifon ale orach. The literal translation of shvifon is like a scorpion, a serpent. However, Chazal understand that it's a play on shefi, and shvifon ale orach means that he limped along the way. Zok de'evi gemara vait, the gemara king, about 12 lines into the wide, and Yunam et al. The first one, the wide is Raglav, Tana Rabbonon, Chamisha Nivro, Mein Dugma Shel Mala. There were five who were created as if in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chulon Laku Behen. And all of them ultimately were punished. An amazing thing. The higher they were, ultimately they were punished from the fact that they were Mein Dugma Shel Mala. Shimshon Bikocho. Shimshon ultimately fell because of his strength. He used his strength in an inappropriate way. As the Gemara is going to flesh out how it was used in an inappropriate way. But right now the Gemara says he was given in doubt, as we see if you simply read the Psukim, which one go over in Shoftim from Perek Yud Gimel to Tes Zayin. He was in doubt with tremendous strength. Shaul was higher than everybody else. The Pasuk in Shmuel says, Vayigbah mikolam mishich molam alo. His neck was above everybody. Avshalom bisaro. Avshalom had unique hair. As the Pasuk describes Shmuel, Beis Barak Yudalid, Vishakal esaro. Shem esayim shkolam bevin melech. His hair was very, very valuable. Tzidkiyo beinov. Tzidkiyo was unique in regards to his eyes. Here Rashi says he does not know the source that says that Tzidkiyo's eyes were unique. Asa biraglov. Asa was unique in regards to his legs. Rashi is not sure what the source about Asa's legs were unique. However, the Marashok was a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis Tes Zayin that says Vayiratzeitz Asa Min Ha'om, that this was a unique koach that he had in his legs. Ultimately, all of them fall at the power of the gift that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them. Shimshon mikocho, ultimately Shimshon is koach, is his downfall. D'chsiv ha'yoser koach, kocho me'olov. Shol b'tzavar d'chsiv ha'yikach, shol esacher v'yapel aleha. Ultimately, he dies committing suicide by falling onto the sword. The discussion in the Mefarshim, exactly the process of Shaul's death, but either way, it was a death in his tzavor. Avshalom b'sar k'debayin on the meimar. Come on, Avshalom. We're going to explain later on exactly how his downfall ended with his hair. Tzidkiyahu beinu dechsives einei Tzidkiyahu iver. We know that Tzidkiyahu became blind. Asa b'raglusiv rak leisach nasach cholos raglov. By Asa it says specifically that his legs became bad and weak. Vam Rav Yehuda Marav shach zosoi padagra, that he had a certain sickness called padagra that grabbed his legs. The Gemara asks, what is this machla padagra? Amalei marzut to raise Rav Nachman. L'Rav Nachman, hechi dami padagra, what is this? Amalei kemachat b'psarachai, the feeling of a needle in live flesh. Very painful thing. Mino yoda, how did Rav Nachman know that this is what it was? Ikadam mechashav chashpe, maybe Rav Nachman himself suffered from padagra. Vikadamri me rabbi shamalei, some say he heard it from his rabbi. Vikadamri said Hashem le reyav, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu had revealed a secret to him. Sod Hashem le reyav, ubrisa lahodiyam. Period. Darish Rav, this pasuk said Hashem le reyav is such a beautiful, important pasuk that is in Tehillim Chafhei Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reveal certain secrets to those who are close to him, those who revere him. Darish Rava, Mipnei Manin Asa, Mipnei She'asa Angariya B'Talmidei Chachamim. Asher was punished to use Talmidei Chachamim to serve him. Shenemar V'Amelech Asa Shmias Kol Yehuda Einoki, Maya Einoki, Amrav Yehuda Amarav, Afilu Chosim Eched V'Chal Mikroposo. He pulled everybody out to the service and for his own purpose, and ultimately he didn't respect Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara now begins about 12 lines from the bottom with an amazing play on words on the city of Timna, where two events happen in two different directions. What do we mean? We will explain. Bez Hashem, Ksiv, Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon went down to Timna. This appears in the beginning of Perek Yudalid, where he ends up taking a Philistine wife. That is down south. Uksiv, and yet the same place Timnasa, when it comes to Tamar, she hears, Hine chamech ola Timnasa, that Yehuda is coming up from towards Timna. Amar Abelazar, Shimshit shenizgane bo, Ksiv be Yerida, Yehuda shenizale bo, Ksiv be Aliyah. Yehuda was going up because this is the moments before he has relations that lead to Peretz and Zarach and ultimately Malchus Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni does not take this homiletic approach. Amar Shtei Timnos, Chada B'Yerida v'Chada B'Aliyah. Two different cities. One was on the slope going down. One was located high up. Rav Papa Amar Rav Papa disagrees. Chada Timna Avoy. If you're coming from one direction, you're going down. And he brings an example of their own cities in Bavel, Vardunoi, Veibari, Veshuka de Gorash, de Norash, all of these cities where it depends where you're coming from, of whether you're going to be going up or you're going to be going down. The Gemara continues to darshan the Psukim. Vateshev, but now, since we've mentioned Tamar, we begin talking about the Maisa of Yehuda and Tamar. Vatosha b'Pesach einayim. She sat at the fork of the road of Exandim. Lam shochav yashal pischo shel Avram Avinu. What's the Pesach einayim? That must be the Pesach of Avram Avinu. Makom shekol einayim sofos deroso. Everybody strains to see it. So she went to sit by Avram Avinu. Reb Chanan disagrees. Reb Chanan amar Rav Makom hu sheshmo einayim. This is a place whose name was Einayim. That's what Pesach Einayim is. V'cheinu Amar, and as well we find Tapuach ve'Einam as referring to a place in Yehoshua. V'zenoch ve'Einganim to Tapuach lo'Einam, that refers to a makom. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar shenosna Einayim l'dvareha kishetava. She gave herself a heter. Shenosna Einayim l'dvareha. She gave herself a heter to be with you, the Kishitava, when she asked Yehuda to have relations with her. Amar lo, he said to her, Shema nachris at maybe you are a Gentile and I'm not allowed to have relations with you. Amra le yaris ani. She said, I'm a giyaris. Shem eishas ishat. Amra le pnuyani. Shem akiba bachavuch kedushin. Maybe your father did marry you off and you weren't aware. Amra le samani. Shem atmeat. Amra le taharani. So she said that she was a Torah. She gave him all the reasons why she should be muttered. A literal translation of the Gemara bears a very basic problem, which Rashi solves by explaining that there's something quite a bit deeper on a halacha level that's going on in our Gemara. So Tamar justifies, she gave a heter, but what about the Isser? These are all tangential problems, whether she's a Gentile and so on. But what about the fact that she was the daughter-in-law? And hence, that was the reason why Yehuda didn't take her in the first place. So Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil Yisoma spells out the following. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Yisomani, it wasn't that she was simply saying a Yisoma, and therefore her father had not been Mekabel Kedushin. But rather, there's a double entendre here. There's something else that's at play, Rashi says. Yisomani, v'yisik tana v'si'ani ime v'achai. My mother and my brother had married me off. And the marriage of Erva Onan would not have really been bound, would not bind me to you, Yehuda. Why? Because the marriage was never really valid that I should become the Isser Kalosu to you. The Minatora, the mother, the brothers, cannot marry off a younger daughter. Only the father can. Hence, I was never married to them. So according to Rashi, she was actually answering the question that's been on many people's minds, and that is, how could Tamar have done this in the first place? The Marsha is bothered that at the end of the day, Yehuda did not know that she was a Kala. So why was she explaining it? So Achronim explained very simply that according to Rashi, and I think it's mukhrach from the words of the Gemara, she was also explaining it to herself. There's a comma in the opening lines of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Shenasna einayim lidvarel. She gave herself. Not necessarily does it mean that she gave to him. Kishetava, when he was toveah her, these were all the things that she spelled out to him, but it could very well be that this is what she had spelled out for herself. Rashba in Yevamos on Tzadiches Amid Aleph, and this is summarized very nicely in the Yalkut Biurim in the Masifta edition, based on the Ramban, suggests that there was a mitzvah of Yibum in those days that wasn't specifically the brother, but any blood relative would also have it, and a father-in-law as well would have the mitzvah. Hence, it wasn't Isur, but rather she was being Mekayim, a mitzvah. There are quite a few other interesting and fascinating explanations that are quoted on the Yalkut Biurim in our daf. Sometimes Rashi, in a few words, will light up something that didn't appear in the Gemara, and that's exactly what took place over here in Rashi, the Ramaskli Somani. The Gemara will now begin to talk about Avraham Avinu because we had mentioned that Tamar had gone, as the Pasuk says, Vateshav Sacheinayim, she had gone Bepischo Shal Avraham Avinu because that's the place they Nayim Sophos Leroso, everyone looked up to. That was the place that attracted the eyes of people because of the emes that Avraham Avinu had embodied. It could very well be that that's exactly what Tamar is doing, is that she's aspiring to be the Pesach Einayim, where everyone, where Sofos Leroso, she had the dream to be Mamshich, the Mesorah of Amavinu, which she was Zoche in her children, which became Malchus Beis David. Once we began discussing Avraham Avinu, the Gemara continues four lines on the bottom and discusses the amazing home of Avraham Avinu. Vayita Eshel Bever Shava. Avraham Avinu, it says, planted a tree in Be'er Sheva in Chaf Alef Lamed Gimel, and it says, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, encourage people, Hodu Shivchu Varchu, Don't thank me. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created this tree. Amar Reish Lakish. Seems that Avraham Avinu had planted all these beautiful things. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechem, Yechad Amar Pardes, Yechad Amar Pundak. One said it was an orchard, and the other said a hotel. If you say it's an orchard, so then I understand why it says Vayita. The Gemara says, no, we have this Pasuk, Vayita Ole Apadno, in Daniel, that we refer to putting down a hotel as well as Vayita. Vayikra Shama, B'Shem Hashem, Kelala, Amre Shakish, Altikri Vayikra, Ela Vayakri. Amid, as the Gemara now brings out this beautiful idea we made reference to, Shehikri Avram Avinu L'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Peh Kol Oyver. He caused others to say the Shem HaShem. Kol Oyver V'Shav, anybody that passed. Ketzad, what a beautiful phenomenon. L'Acha Shechach L'Vishas, Amdu L'Baruch Hu, they went to thank Avram Avinu. Amalem V'Chim Mishel Achaltem. Misheli Achaltem, do you eat what was mine? You're thanking me? Mishel Elkei Olam Achaltem. Hodu v'shivchu v'aruchu v'misha mahar v'ha'yoho ilam. So now, let us go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Yoyada adds beautifully from his son Rabbi Yaakov that hodu v'shivchu v'aruchu correspond to the different brachos of Birchas Hamazon, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda saw her, and he thought that she was a zona because her face was covered. The Gemara asks a simple pshat question on the pasuk. Because her face was covered, he thought she was a zona. How does that indicate that she was out to do an avera with somebody? No, it means that she had covered her face when she was in her father-in-law's house. And Rashi explains three lines from the top. And therefore, Yehuda had never seen her. And since he had not seen her, so he didn't recognize her and thought that she was a zona. The Amr of Shmuel Bachmeni, Amr of Yonasan, Kokala Shiitznua, Bebeis Chamel, Zocha Vyotzim Menu Melachim Unavim. A woman who is modest in her father-in-law's house, so then she will be zocha to have kings and prophets come from her. Mi Nalon, mi Tamar. Tamar exactly had this. Neviim, how do we know Neviim? Dichsiv chazon Yeshayo ben Amos. It says that Yeshayo was the son of Amos. So Rashi explains. Amos was the father of Yeshayo, and Amatzia, who was the Melech of Yehuda, were brothers. Amatzia was a descendant of David, and Amoz, who was his brother, was a Navi, as borne out by the Gemara Megillah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Melachim mi David, and we all know that the kingship came from David, which came from Tamar. And we have a Mesorah, a tradition that Amos and Amatzia were brothers. Hence, Amos was also a descendant of Tamar. We know that they were brothers, period. The Gemara continues to Darshin. Says about Tamar, he motzei, she was taken out. He mututzes mi boile. Should say that she was taken out against her will. Mututzes would say that she was forced out. Amar Abelazar, la'acha shenimtsu simonea, bosamal v'richkon, bogavel v'kirvon. When she took out the simonim, so the two malachim, Smael, distanced her, and Gavriel brought her close. In other words, one Malach brought her close to the Simanim, and the other distanced her. The Simanim were her only chance for life. So says the Gemara that the Malachim were pulling her in two different directions. Hainu d'chsiv, and this is going to be to in the pasuk of Lanatseach al Yonas Eilim. And now we know why it says Himutseis. Says Himutseis and not Matutseis, because she found the Simanim. Hainu d'chsiv Lanatseach al Yonas Eilim Rechokim l'David Michtam. And Rabbi Yochanan is Doresh, that pasuk, sheyotze mimenu. Excuse me, I just lost. Rabbi Yochanan explains that the pasuk is merumas to the rechokim, the distance of the simanim. Am Rabbi Yochanan, mishash nesrach the simanim, nasas kiyona. The kiyona ilemas. It became like a muted dove. That she was absolutely lost with no defense. L'David michtam. What does it mean, L'David michtam? She yatzimena David, shayamach vitam. Because David came out from her, and David was complete. L'chol davar. In all ways. L'chol. In all ways. Davar acher, michtam, shayamakoso, tama. Shenolad kishu mol. Some say that his maka, in other words, the area of his bris, was complete. The area where a child is normally hit was complete because he was born entirely circumcised. The standard translation of mechtam in the Metzudas David is from the word kesem paz, something that was very dear. L'David michtam, this mizmar, this lamnaseach, was very dear to him. First girsa that we have here, though, in the drash of Chazal, was shahayim akoso tama, that he was nolad mol. Dover acher, michtam, kishem shikar nusa hiktin atzmo, etzel mishagadol menu, lamdo torah, kach bigaduso. He made him small. He made himself small, and even when he was large, in other words, from the Lashon, Makusa v'shiflaso tmima. He made himself small, and it was so complete that he made himself small to be able to learn Torah. Presumably, that he was willing to learn from people who were smaller than him, and therefore that is a tremendous praise. The Gemara continues. First word on the lines: v'hishilcha al chameha. We're continuing with the ma'isa of Tamar. V'hishilcha al chameha le'mar li'shasheri. She sent her father-in-law saying, "Lisha sharelelo hanochi hara." She says, "I'm pregnant from the man whom this belongs to." The temalei imar, to tell him that these are my the simanim. These are definitely the man that I am pregnant from. To tell him beferish temalei meimar, to tell him beferish these are the people. This is the person who I am pregnant from. Amar v'zotu bar tovi, amar rav, amar l'amar v'chanam v'bizar v'shim v'chassidim, amar l'amar v'yocham v'shim v'shim v'yochai, noach lo lo adam sh'yap lo tzosok shona eish, v'al yalvin p'nei chaveiro v'rabim. Better that a person have himself thrown into a fiery furnace than embarrass someone else. So the Gemara reads as follows, v'teim alei meimar, as a question, let her set it straight out. To which the Gemara answers, Al Yalbim Pnei Chaveiro B'Rabim. Minolon Mitamar, from Tamar. We learn this from Tamar, as in our case that we had just described. She says, Haker no, do you recognize this? Vatomer Haker no, Lemi Hachom Bet Vapsilim V'Hamato Eila, do you recognize these things? Amar Rav Chama Bar Rechinina B'Haker Bishar. Excuse me, Biser La'avid. This was reminiscent of the Haker. Haker Noah, Yehuda said to Yaakov, do you recognize this being someone's cloak? Of course, being that being the Ksonas Pasim. So, Behaker Biser La'avid. Behaker Bisruhu. So that was how it was formed. The message was sent to him that Yehuda's hypocrisy came back to him through the exact same Lashon of Behaker. Behaker Bisru,
the haker biser. He did that to his father, and that's how the haker comes back to him.
Haker no akson is bilchahi. What's the haker that was bisruhu by Yehuda? Haker no akson is bilchahi. Haker bisrua. Haker no lemi.
No, and that's why it was sent back to him in this way. Eina ella loshan bakasha.
Tamar was making a request.
Amrle bivakasha mimcha. I ask you, I beg of you. Haker pnei boracha. Recognize Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, admit your mistake in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'al tali meinechon meni, and don't cover your eyes from me.
The Gemara continues. Vayakir Yehuda, two lines into the middle size line. Vayakir Yehuda on Yehuda mebeis vayoy mitzot komi meni. Yehuda admits. Hayud amar chanan varid biz namar of Shimon Chasida Yosef shekidishem shemayim b'seiser zoch v'siflo osach as mishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef had a hey added to his name because he was mekadishem shemayim, that he didn't fall beishes potifar. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Edus for Yosef." Hey was added. Yehuda shekidei shemayim afresia zochru v'nikra kula al shmo shehakadosh baruch hu. He was zoche to be called entirely of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Because in his name has yudke vavke. Kivan shahayde, all the letters, yudke vavke, with a dalet. Kivan shahayde v'amr tzadkin meni yasa basko v'amra ato yitzalto tamar v'shnei bonel mino or basko went out and said, you saved Tamar and her two kids. Chayecha shani meiso b'zchutcha gimu mi banecha mino or I will save three of your children. Maninu, we know in Sefer Daniel, Chananya, Mishol, v'Azariah went into the Kipshon and Eish and they came away unscathed. Tzadka mi meni. Yehuda says she is more righteous than I. Asks the Gemara, Mino Yada. How did Yehuda know that she was pregnant from him? Maybe she had relations with others, Rashi explains. Answers the Gemara, Yotza Basko Vamra Mimenu Yotzu Kivushim. A Basko went out and she said, the Basko said, From me will come out in this particular event, Kvushim, the hidden ones, Rashi explains. Kavush being hidden. Rashi explains that it was known that out of Yehuda would become the Kvushim, the hidden parts of Gzeres HaMelech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, as he was promised, Gur Ari Yehuda, I arranged that this is the time that the Kvushim would come out. So, how Yehuda knew that there was no other inappropriate relations that Tamar had. V'lo Yosef Oda Daita, the pasuk literally says that Yehuda did not know her anymore. He admitted his mistake, and that was it. Chazal actually understand this pasuk in a very different way. Amar Shmuel Saba Chamudar Shmuel Barami Mishmei Drav Shmuel Barami Kivan Sheyoda Shuvlo Pasuk Mimena. Once he knew her, he got married to her, and they never stopped. In other words, v'lo Yosef can mean actually the exact opposite. Not v'lo Yosef Odaita, that he no longer knew her, but rather v'lo Yosef, meaning it going on forever. How? K'siv hachav v'lo Yosef Odaita, k'siv hasam kol gadol v'lo Yosef. In regards to Kabbalah's HaTorah, it's referred to as the noise as being a large noise that did not stop. For the Halacha Lemaisa application on Daf Yud Aleph, of course, the Daf does not have a lot of halachos, but even in the Agadita, there are often many implications of the halacha. The Gemara had told us that Tamar assured Yehuda that she was permissible to him. We mentioned that the Achronim discussed how could it be that she discussed all of the potentially surim, like Nida, etc., and she didn't discuss the fact that she was a daughter-in-law, And we, after all, that is Asr, and it's clear from the Gemara that she had assured herself that she wasn't in Avera, and we gave Myra Mekomos to deal with that problem. For the Halacha Lemaisa topic, there's another question. She said that she was Hora. The Taz in Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis in Sif Aleph says that that creates another problem. And that is a halacha, actually a halacha that's not well known, but is a Beferisha Gemara in Meseches Nida as well as in Meseches Yuma. In Yuma it's on Daf Yud Ches, and in Nida it's on Daf Samach Vav. And the halacha reads as follows, Kuf Tzadi Beis Aleph, Tavuli Nasei. When a man asks a woman to marry him, v'nispaisa, and she agrees, tzricha leishev shivanikim. She needs to wait 7 clean days. Shema, skipping a few words in the Shulchan Aruch, machmas chibud rasa tibas dam kechargo. In the time of Chazal, there was a phenomenon called dam chimud, and we're afraid that there is going to be blood, excitement of getting married. Asks the Taz, but if Yehuda is now asking her to be with him, so then in such a case, it should be Tavuli Nasei, and once it's Tavuli Nasei, then we should be Choshesh for Dam Chimud, which is a form of Echshash of Nida, and for that reason, she should have been offered to him. How could she say on the bottom of Yud Amin Aleph, Tahorani? There are quite a few terutzim that are given to this question, and we will discuss some of the halacha lemaisa applications in terms of wedding planning vis-a-vis the halacha of dam chimud in terms of tnoim, prenuptial agreements, and so on. The Taz, who is the one who made this question famous? This question is found in the Shulchan Aruch, in his Perush. The Taz gives 2 terutzim. The Taz says, number one, this is a proof to his position that the halach of Dam Chimud is only a chshash midrabanan and ein achinami. It could very well be that Tamar would have fallen into the Durabanan category of Chimud, but we are choshesh in the time of the Torah, the gzera, the tkufa of the avos. This gzera did not apply. This is proof. The Taz says that the chshash of dam chimud is only the rabbanon. Nafkaminas and sveikos. Number 2, the Taz suggests another teretz. Says dam chimud is the idea that biologically a woman's menstrual flow is going to be affected by the excitement of the announcement of her wedding, and therefore her period is going to come. He says, but that only applies if there is an extended time where she's having that excitement. What happens if it's Tavuli Nasei and immediately they get married? So in such a case, the Taz, we don't have that Shash. The only time we have that Shash is if it takes a while. If it takes a while, then we're going to be worried. Chavis Das, as quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva over there in Kuf Tzadi Beis, in the Pisrei Tshuva Sif Gimel, the Chavis Das says that this answer of the Taz is not very mukhrach. He doesn't find the second teretz, particularly the distinction between the amount of time, he finds no source for this. And the Chavis Das offers his own teretz. Chavis Das's teretz, which I find the most mukhrach personally, is that in our case of Tamar, it wasn't tavu li nase. It was tavu for relations, but not for marriage. When it comes to the halacha of dam chimud, the Chavis Das claims, it's dafka tavuhu li nase, to get married. The difference between the two. It seems that Chazal v'Choshesh, the excitement of marriage, was going to bring it about, not necessarily in regards to relations. So this is the third teretz of the Chavis Das.
On its most basic level, this halacha in Kuf Tzadi Beis in 70 bays in Yoredeya, based on the Gemara in Yud Amud Aleph of Dan Chimud, really doesn't have practical implications, because anyhow today all girls go to the mikveh before they get married because they are anida, and they count 70 kiyum anyway, so there's really no fear in terms of dam chimud. There is a fascinating Chamudei Daniel that is quoted from a Ksav Yad of the Chamudei Daniel, but it made its way into the most important book of halacha in the Jewish system, and that is, of course, the Shulchan Aruch. The Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat and Aleph quotes from the Sefer Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad, the below Ksivas HaTanoim, this is in Sifkat and Aleph, Lo Mahani Shivanikim Mutzricha Limnos Mechadash. This Chamudei Daniel says, you always have to worry about Am Chimud because you don't know when it's going to start. When is Tavul Inasai? When is it that he asks her to marry him? So he says, if there was a Shtar of Tanaim, which was an old tradition to write, that when they got engaged, they would make up the conditions beforehand, and the two sides would make up how much money was being brought in, and so on and so forth. So then that's Tavul Inasai. And if afterwards there was a check and everything was fine, then there isn't a problem. However, the Chamudei Daniel says, make sure you do it, because if you don't write a Tnayim, so then in such a case, then you've got a problem of when checking for Dam Chimud. The problem is that Bizman Hazeh, it is not common for Tnayim to be written. For example, personally, my father had Tnayim that was written between my mother and he when they got engaged. However, in my case, there was no Tnayim at the time my wife and I had gotten engaged. In fact, there's an expression in Yiddish that is different than Tnayim, and rather, most of the time, it's referred to, those who use the Yiddish term, the engagement party, as a vart. Because it's only the couples are giving a word, but there's no kinyan that takes place, and in the time that they wrote Tnayim, so then the poskim spell out, and there's a good summary of this in Rav Ozner's Shailos Utshuvos in Chelek Dalet Sifkon Hey, where Rav Ozner says, and those quotes the poskim Marsham in Chelek Alsim and Sadi Hey, who says, of course you're going to need to do a kinyan. However, Rav Ozner adds that Bizman Hazeh, where they don't do Tnayim, so then, Tavul Inasai Bizman Hazeh would be what people call colloquially a vart. If you did not say this, then there would exist the following problem, that when was it Tavul Inasai? Is Tavul Inasai at the Badekin? In such a case, then Chas V'Chalila, then the Kala would be turned into a Nida, at every Kala, at every Badekin. So therefore, and this is how Rav Ozner Paskins, amongst many others, this is how I heard from my Rabbeim as well, that Bizman Hazeh, Tavul Inasai already starts from the engagement. There is an interesting question that's raised in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, in Simin Kuf Pei Dalid, where he discusses the extreme approach today, that in Europe was pretty common, and that is the following question, and that is, what happens if the Chassan and Kala never see each other beforehand? So in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, in the time of the Gemara, it's quite clear they did. But there were some that the Chassan, in Europe particularly, where the Chassan and Kala did not see each other at all. And the Tshuvas Imre Eish, who it seems wrote a Tshuva to the Chasam Sofer, in his own Shalos Tshuvas, in the Imre Eish in Yoredeya Simin Yud Zayin, and this is summarized as well in Rav Ozner's Svarim in his Shevet Alevi and Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis on this Halach Shulchan Aruch. The Imre Eish could be found in Simin Yud Zayin and Evan Ezer at the end of Simin Samach Dalet, that he quotes the Imre Eish as asking the Chasam Sofer this question. For those who don't have the Chasan and Kala seeing each other at all, so there's no Tavul Inasai, even if the Tanayim are done between the two families, so then in such a case, there still wasn't Tavul Inasai. The parents used to get together, arranged match. But then you don't have Tavul Inasai. If you don't have Tavul Inasai, so then when they meet each other, maybe at the Badekin, so then that should be Tavul Inasai. The Imre Eish actually buttresses his question to Chassam Sofer with a raya from a Gemara that we did 2 days ago. The Gemara in Chesam and Aleph, and we discussed this Gemara in a different halach lemais in a different context, said that Ein Yetzara Shoylet Elba Mashen of Ros. So if you're going to say that the families themselves, when the mother comes home to the Kal and tells her she's engaged, that's called Tavuli Nasei. Doesn't seem that way, because we say it's Talbu in Re'iyah, hence you're going to have a problem in all the arranged matches in Europe where the Chassan and Kala did not see each other beforehand. So the Chassam Sofer is Docha that Kasha, and he says, the Halach of Dam Chimud is not a Din in Yetzahara. The Gemara is talking about specifically in regards to Yetzahara. Dam Chimud is a emotional excitement about getting married, and that is not the same thing as Ein of Ros, and hence, the Dam Chimud, according to the Chassam Sofer, would start when her mother or father, or however it would be, she was informed that she's going to get married to a particular fellow. One of my Rabbeim, Rabbi Bleich, the author of a very extensive series, Contemporary Halachic Problems, I heard him raise the following problem, though bizman hazeh, and the following suggestion. Today, if we only have what is described in Yiddish as a vart, an engagement party, and then ultimately the same are not written, often what is done, and this is very, very common, we have from the Posek Hadorah, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, he wrote a new tnaim that is generally, at most chasen tish, that's the tnaim that's read, and basically Ramesha's tnaim is that there are no tnaim. And that is that the two parties have nothing against each other, and there are no grievances against each other, and it's signed. Rabbi Bleich pointed out that the nusach of the tnaim is a very, very specific nusach in which it's the two parties. And Ramesha intentionally had it that it's not that the Kala doesn't have any grievances, but particularly the father of the Kala and the Chassan and his family. Why is the Kala not mentioned over here? So Rabbi Black claimed that Ramesha was meduyak in his nusach because Ramesha wanted that we should not fall into the problem of Tavuhu Linasei. That if the Tnayim would say that the Chassan and Kala are announcing that they want to get married and there are no grievances between one and the other, so then Rabbi Black claims that that would be a new Tavuhu Linasei, and every single marriage would have the problem again of Dam Chimud. Hence, the way in which Ramesha wrote the Tnayim was absolutely meduyak, in that it did not involve the Kala, so there wouldn't be an issue of Tavuhu Linasei. I just like to raise a particular question, according to Rabbi Bleich's Svara, assuming that Rabbi Bleich is correct, that this is Ramesha's Svara, there is, in many circles, common practice, as a way in which to protect women from becoming agunas, to have a prenuptial agreement in which a recalcitrant husband will be protected from a husband who does not want to give a get. So then, what is done is a prenuptial agreement is signed before the chasna as well. Many rabbanim who do the prenuptial agreement, there are some rabbanim who are opposed. One of my rabbeim who was not into it, Rabbi Braunschweigel, told me he didn't have any halachic problems with the prenuptial agreement, but his problems were just others, outside problems, more of other issues, but not a halachic problem. Some people who raised other objections. Many of my other rabbeim felt very strongly that there's no problem whatsoever. Ish al pi rabbo, there seemed to be two different traditions. But for those who do have the tradition to sign the prenuptial agreement has the girl herself also signing. If Rabbi Bleich is right, according to Ramesha, then what would emerge is that it could very well be that the best time to have the Kala sign it is not before the Chuppah, because maybe that would qualify in terms of Tavuhu Linasei as far as Dam Chimud. So then it could be that the best thing would be to do it already after the Nisuin, So it's no longer Tavuhu Linazek. She's already married with the ring on her finger, not only the ring on the finger, but already gone under the chuppah. For Ashkenazim, who believe that chuppah is Nesuim, maybe for Sfardim, according to the Mechaber, based on the Rambam, taking her into the house, maybe wait for a day or two later, an open question. But if that is the pshat, so then I raise the issue of Tavuhu Linazek, as well as in terms of prenuptial agreement, and it should be dealt with accordingly. Bottom line, halacha l'maisa, what emerges is that the poskim asked from our Gemara and Tesamet Aleph that Tamar was not concerned about Tavuhu Linazek. We mentioned in the shir why Tamar was not concerned about Kalosso in the Daf Yomi shir, and we discussed these halachos of Tavuhu Linazek and Dam Chimud, the reconciliation. And finally, we would just point out that we did give an answer from the Taz, who says that there's a difference between whether marriage is taking place in a while, in other words, Tavuhu Linazek for in a week from now, then we're choshesh for Dam Chimud, in contrast to Tamar, it was immediately before she and Yehuda went home together. Maybe, according to that teretz of the Taz, which we pointed out that the Chavis Das does not like, and we thought that the Chavis Das' teretz is the most mukhrach teretz, but according to the Taz's teretz that differentiates between a long period of time and a short period of time, maybe that would also be a justification to doing it right before the chuppah, in other words, a prenuptial agreement. And then even those who do not have the tradition of Rav Moshe Feinstein's time, and if the kala is even involved for the kinyan of the tnayim, so then in such a case, then that would not be a problem. However, Rabbi Black's observation seems to be a very astute one, and the minig is to be careful to avoid Tavuhu Linazek immediately before the chasen.